What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me just start by thanking you all for being here. Today is Saturday, February the 1st. I want to give you an overview of where we stand. This remains an ongoing investigation, so the situation remains fluid and active. Our Philadelphia Police Department, our Fire Department, Office of Emergency Management, first responders, with all of our local, state, and federal partners, they all worked through the night at this crash site. I want to personally give my deepest thanks to each of them and my gratitude for their persistence. At this point, we can confirm that there were six souls on board the plane that crashed on Cottman Avenue last evening. A pediatric patient, their mother, and a four-person flight crew. This was a medical transport plane that took off from our nearby Northeast Philadelphia airport, and it was only afloat for a very short period of time before something went terribly wrong and it crashed. The aircraft, a Learjet 55, it was en route to Missouri, according to our Federal Aviation Administration. I want to be very clear that the city of Philadelphia, we mourn their loss, and they are in our thoughts and in our prayers. We can also confirm that at least one other person perished in this tragedy, and this individual was in a car. We can confirm that there are also a number of other victims who were injured in this incident, and they are being treated in area hospitals. And thus far, our count is that there are 19 injured victims. But again, this is not etched in stone. The investigation is ongoing. Investigators are pouring over the crash site right now. Further updates will be provided as soon as they are available, but I want to be clear that we will find a cause for this tragedy. Let me give you an update on utilities, gas, electric, and cable. PECO, we know that there have been households impacted, and PECO is working to restore power. The same goes for PGW. They are working to restore service interruption, for which we've learned has been minimum, but they are working on it. Our other partners, like SEPTA, there are detours, and you should check for updates on their website at SEPTA.org for alerts and other advisories. We are encouraging as many people as possible in the area to stay home if you can, because this is an active investigation. However, I do want to note that we have members of our police and fire and Office of Emergency Management on all of our blocks. No Philadelphian who is in the impacted area should have a problem moving to and from their home if necessary and they have to leave. Let me also state, and this is very important, our local, state, and federal partners, they are all working together as we work to address this tragedy. And I want to give a special thank you to Ralph Hicks, who is the senior air safety investigator for the NTSB. I just spoke with Ralph shortly. I know the director is on her way. She may be here by now. But I want to say a special thank you to them, along with the FAA. Our governor, who was with me last night, here and continues to be right by our side, Governor Josh Shapiro, our Pennsylvania State Police, Pennsylvania Emergency Management, the Department of Environmental Protection, of course, our Philadelphia Police and Fire, Office of Emergency Management, Managing Director's Office, the American Red Cross for Southeastern Pennsylvania, our School District of Philadelphia, all of the agencies and officials. We are grateful for your support. I have to now recognize, and this is essential, because again, intergovernmental collaboration and cooperation is essential. And I do want you to know that I have been told after speaking with first responders throughout the night that this has not always been the case. But with the support of the White House, with the support of our U.S. Senators Fetterman and McCormick, our congressional delegations in Evans, Boyle, and Scanlon, every state legislator who is present here, Reps Dougherty, Nielsen, Solomon, and Bellman in particular, along with State Senator Picozzi, Councilmember Driscoll, Commissioner Dealey, and the Mexican consulate is here. We want to thank you so very much. Your assistance in working with our medical technicians and scientists, it has been extremely helpful, and we are grateful for your partnership. What you witness here on today is everyone standing up together, and it is the standard operating procedure for how we will address this issue in the city of Philadelphia. The next thing we've received a number of questions about, and it's important that we listen carefully here, shelter. There is a shelter at Samuel Fells High School located at 5500 Langdon Street here in Northeast Philadelphia. It is being operated by our Office of Emergency Management and the American Red Cross, Southeastern Pennsylvania, and it is operating 24/7. The Red Cross disaster workers, they are there to assist anyone who's been displaced by this tragedy. Yes, people have already begun using the shelter, and we encourage anyone who needs assistance to take advantage of it. If you need to reach them directly, feel free to call 1-800-RED-CROSS for any kind of property damage as well, or for help in filing a claim. I want you to call 911, though, if you need assistance other than shelter today. So for shelter, 1-800-RED-CROSS, anything other than shelter, we want you to call 911. In addition to that, mental and behavioral health, it's extremely important. If you need assistance with any mental and behavioral health services, we have them available through the city's Office of DBIDS. That's our Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. We want you to call them. And again, the facts, because there's so much misinformation being distributed on social media, and we can't control that. So we wanted to make sure you have access to accurate information here on today. And that number that you should call is 215-685-6440, or visit www.dbhids.org. Now, how to help others displaced or impacted by the tragedy. I happen to be a praying mayor, and I know that prayer works. And if you, the most powerful thing that you can do, if you're home right now, if you're anywhere across the nation or in the Commonwealth or the city, and you're saying, what can I do to help, offer a prayer for our city? Now is the time that we need it. However, we know people want to help, and we are going to make formal, actionable ways available for you to assist. But we do ask you to please do not come to the site right now. Do not come to the site right now. It is still very much an active scene. No donations are needed at this time. No donations are needed at this time. If there is any formal structure, and this is extremely important, there is no GoFundMe established. Nothing has been established on social media to formally impact this. So if you are seeing that Philadelphia. It is not formal, and we ask you to proceed with caution. I would stay away from it if I were you. We appreciate everyone's desire to help, and if anything changes, we will let you know, but we must. And this becomes extremely important as I, you know, watch the NTSB along with the FAA work with our forensics department and our Pennsylvania State Police. Right now, they need the ability to do their jobs. And that's what we want to make sure that we give them. So they're going to continue the investigation and efforts at the crash site, and it has to continue without interruption. What about road closures? We've received questions about this as well. Go online at ReadyPHL to receive regular updates from our Office of Emergency Management. This includes information on road closures in the area and any relevant information for the public. Right now, I want to close by saying we're asking you to be patient. Your city is working around the clock with all of our local, state, and federal partners on every element of this tragedy. There are no silos. There may be specific lanes. There may be specific assignments that each of these respective agencies are responsible for, but the left hand knows what the right hand is doing, and they are collaborating on a consistent basis. And in our city of Philadelphia, my gosh, are we grateful, because we wouldn't have it any other way. We want you to keep those who perished or were injured in your prayers. For those of you who were wondering why we were so hesitant on yesterday to not give you any formal and or official numbers, it was because we knew those numbers would be moving. And we knew what would happen as daylight came upon us, that the investigators on the ground and along with their communication with our area hospitals, they would gather more intelligence. So Philadelphia, I want you to know that we will not act in haste as we are reporting on this issue. As much as we might want to communicate immediately, we will not share any information with you that has not been cross-referenced through cross-sector collaboration, and that's extremely important. We will update the public and the press regularly throughout the day. Thank you all. God bless Philadelphia. And now is the time for us to demonstrate what our One Philly philosophy means. I now want to turn it over to our governor, who's been here with us from the start, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.